racing pundit John McCrurick. We heard this last week. He has died at the age of 79. He was regarded by many as the face of British horse racing for many years, and of course known for his eccentric style and his dress sense. He then reached new audiences in recent years with appearances on shows like Celebrity Big Brother. Now, John was a friend of this programme, speaking to us many times about his racing insights and also getting stuck into the odd debate or two as well. He was speaking to Stephen in April of this year, and John reflected on his life, retirement, death, and had some advice for Stephen himself.
John, just before you go this morning, and thank you for that, I read an article, I think it was a few months ago, I read it, in which you'd given an interview telling people that you were finding it really, really tough after you lost the Channel 4 gig and you were finding life tough. Is that still the case?
Well, I would ask you this question, Stephen. Would you like to wake up in the morning and have nothing? No purpose in life. And that's what my life is now. You're not working. Work is more important than anything in life. You can't look after your family properly if you're not working. And it is now, with no purpose in life, it is very, very difficult.
And what do you mean, John, you've got no purpose in life?
You don't want to go out. It is, I've worked all my life, never missed a day's work, never ever missed a day's work for illness. If I was ill or something, I was struggling to work. I've done it all my life, and work comes first. And so when you don't have that, it's a great pleasure to speak to you. So my highlight of the day, it's not Jeremy Kyle as usual in the morning, it's speaking to Stephen Nolan now.
So, Johnny, you do realise how sad that sounds, that, and I mean people being sad for you, when you say you've no purpose in life. You've got people around you who love you, John.
Oh, yes, I know that, but it's not just me. It's anybody who is forcibly retired. I say to anybody, don't retire voluntarily. Cut down if you can. Go in your own time. That's why I admire people who retire in their own time, or they've got their own hobbies and all that sort of thing. But I don't believe in hobbies. I've always believed in working. So when you can't work, when you've no sort of target to aim for, it happens to millions of people, Steve. It's not just me. It's to millions of people around the world.
And does it get you down, John?
It does, yes. Of course it does.
And how have you got through that?
Well, you get through it. You know, I wouldn't tell her, but I am lucky. I got a fantastic wife called the Booby, and she's absolutely fantastic. Without her, I wouldn't be here now. And that's if anybody who has got a partner or whatever it is, keep hold of them. And you're very, very fortunate if you have that.
What's your daily routine now then, John? What would you do in a typical day?
Well, what am I doing? I've been waiting for your call. I'm fascinated by politics. Actually, in 1979, I was in the press gallery when the Callaghan government fell, and now we're having this sort of drama, or accentuated drama in Parliament. It's fantastic. So politics is, I'm a Donald Trump supporter, for instance. So it's there's lots going on in the world that I enjoy. But you've got sports and. Newcastle will never win anything as far as I can see, but I hope we're going to avoid relegation this year. So you've got those little things to keep.
Do you go out much, John?
Pardon?
Do you go out much?
Not much, no. What I want to go to? Where am I going to show you? Might go to the theatre or something occasionally, or restaurant occasionally, but I'm not eating a lot now.
Why not?
I just don't feel, I don't fancy it. It's this awful thing, Stephen. Like, normally, you eat, all of us, we eat and we have a good nosh-up or grub and all that sort of thing. The only reason I eat now is to keep alive. In other words, you've got to eat. You've got to eat your 3,000 calories or whatever it is. So that's the only reason. I don't look forward to food now, as I used to. I used to be glutton and greedy sod and everything. That's why I got so fat and got up to 19 stone. And which I had to lose weight, and I've been doing gradually over 3 or 4 years.
Are you depressed, John? Are you suffering from depression?
I'm not suffering from depression, and I don't mope and moan and groan and all that sort of thing. And, there's things like racing and sports that I follow, politics that I follow, that sort of thing. But when you're on the outside now, I don't enjoy going racing nearly as much because going to a race course and not working. And that's never been done down the years to a race course without working. I was a floorman for a bookmaker and tic-tac and all that sort of thing for some time. And then a poor journalist and everything, but a failed punter and a failed bookmaker. So that's all in the past now. But it's the same with anybody. Stephen, the time will come for you. And there's so many of your listeners that they have to retire either through ill health, but hopefully at least they got their health and they can do other things at the different times. But it is a difficult time of life when you haven't got, when you wake up in the morning, no purpose.
John, could you not, and I know it's difficult, but could you not try to redefine yourself, reinvent yourself, get new hobbies, meet new friends?
No. You'll be sending me down to the local old folks club or something.
Do you want to be alive, John?
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, there are fortunate things going on that I can be can look on from the side view. But when you're not actually employed, when you haven't got a purpose, it is awful. And it's the same with so many people who retire.
Yeah. I ask that.
So many people listen to you because you can, you're a part of their way of life over in Northern Ireland when you come over here as well. And you've got that satisfaction.
I ask that.
Fulfilling hopes of many people.
I asked that very blunt question about being alive, John, because I thought I had read, and I was sad for you. I thought I had read where You'd given an interview to someone in which you'd basically said that you're just existing now and you wouldn't care whether you lived or died.
Yeah, well, I certainly wouldn't. I've always said euthanasia is absolutely, it should be anybody's right to say that they want to be. I've told all my doctors I'll sign anything that they want me to sign. But people shouldn't be artificially kept alive unless, if they want to, fine. But most people don't. And it's just one of those things. It's religion's part of the trouble, because people believe, sanctity of life and all that sort of thing.
Well, listen, you've given many people a lot of fun and laughter over the years, John. And
you're very kind.
But I hope you're okay.
But your battle that you're having with your weight is tremendously important, and you must keep going. And you must every day. It's easy for me to say because I've done it. Don't have what you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Cut back.
I'm trying.
And it's vital for you. It really is. Yeah. Or else you'll be prematurely retired and you won't like that.
John, thank you very much indeed and all the very best. Thank you.